This is Radio 1.
Hi, it's nearly 5:15. Hopefully you nearly finished work. This is Scott. I've got that amazing new Kings of Leon record, which is truly awesome. Next, and Katy Perry and that Sunny J tune for summer, which hasn't really happened. Okay, so it's been exam results day today in England, Northern Ireland and Wales for GCSEs. Now, we've got this number you can call, and it's there for you right now. Free from a landline. It will obviously cost you more from a mobile phone because it's free from a landline. 0808 100 8000. There's loads of advice as well at bbc.co.uk/surgery. You can also, while you're online, check out the videos of the other DJs that did the advanced maths GCSE exam a couple of months ago, opening their results, and you can see their reactions. It's been happening all day today on Radio 1 so far. Carrie, off of Moyles' show, got 28%. Grade C. Pretty good, Carrie. Swat. Dave, off of Comedy Dave, got 14%. That's a fail.
That's a fail.
But it is a fail, but Dave was looked like he was really kind of working hard at it.
Yeah. He has to work hard at most things.
It's really hard, though.
Mm, I know.
And also,
I would imagine he was quite pleased with 14%.
Yeah, I would be. Yeah. Aled failed, but got 19. See, I'd be happy to get 19. Yeah. Greg James is a prize. 7%.
Really?
Yeah,
I'm
quite surprised.
He was a SWAT.
Yeah, I did as well.
It gives the impression of being a SWAT.
Mm. Yeah, don't they all?
Don't they all?
Obviously not me.
Who's they? Oh, everybody else.
Yeah.
Oh, right, I see.
Grimmy, he doesn't.
No.
He got 0%.
Yeah.
Did he actually sit the exam?
Yeah, he did.
He turned up, didn't he, and kind of doodled, I think, and then left.
Mm. And put things like, this is dry, on the paper.
Mm.
And started drawing shapes and stuff, so.
But you took it seriously.
No,
Yes, you did.
Thing is, I've never been good at maths. Mm. It's like my worst subject.
Why are you making excuses before you've even opened
it? Okay, let's open the envelope next and get it out the way, shall we?
Scott Mills. Radio 1.
Okay, so it's GCSE exam results day. Can I just say that numbers make no sense to me before I open my results? Can we get that results helpline on speed dial, please?
Okay.
And then actually, I'm going to call them now and just have it so I can put just hit redial. 0808 100 8000. Okay, hang on a second.
You might just want to get them to hold, really.
Yeah. They cut me off.
The number you have dialed.
That bodes well.
Yeah, you did say
you can't even dial the helpline properly.
Numbers are a problem for you, it seems.
Honestly.
I think I misdialed.
There you go.
Thank you for calling the student helpline. All lines are busy at the moment,
that's
we're
fine.
Open until 7:30 PM.
I can
call again.
Okay, I'll call again. I will.
Right, let's just do it, shall
okay,
we?
Okay, yeah. Okay, can Chappers? I have the envelope, please? Thank
yes.
You.
You alright with this?
Yeah.
You know how this
Hello
works?
To all the team at Unofficial Mails. Like, I think Scott's going to get 5%. You really don't understand.
No.
I think you're great, whatever you get from Sarah on the M1 going home. Okay, well, let's just open the envelope and see what you think after this, Sarah.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Fingers crossed for you.
This is being filmed online. Yeah. Obviously, this is one of the most important days of your life when you get your exam results.
It's not actual GCSE, so don't worry.
What's it say?
Oh my god.
What's it say?
1% fail.
Oh.
1% fail.
Yeah.
Now
I did, like, I did warn you. But I did say I wanted to do better than Grimmy, and yeah. I have.
You have.
Oh, yeah.
Woo! Well, I have your exam paper in front of me at the
Let's
moment.
Let's not analyse that.
No. Can you work out the probability of event A occurring? To which your answer is, the probability of event A occurring is, I really don't know. Maths is a blank to me. Can you work out the volume of the cylinder? The volume of the cylinder you've written is hard to work out. Now, you've got one...
It was really hard. You don't understand numbers.
You think you've got 1%, don't you?
I think you get that for writing your name.
No, you don't.
Okay.
Where is it? Somewhere on here is the actual...
You got one mark.
Is the actual mark you got given.
I can't believe I got one mark, to be
However,
honest.
However...
But there is a problem, as Becky will now explain.
That
here
is,
we go.
That is in dispute. It was marked by some not unofficial examiner marker person, and they've marked it wrong. So you are officially as bad as Grimmy.
Well, I'm not, because I've actually got my piece of paper here which says
1%. No, it's being sent back. It's in dispute.
Right. Well, no, what you can't do that. No. You can't let me down. You can't do that. You can't
can
go,
tell you,
Scott, you've got 1%. And then go, oh, actually, you've got 0%.
Can I tell you?
After you've made me open the envelope. No, I'm talking.
No, I'm going to read what you got the mark for. Right. Right? The question is, explain why 3x minus 15 equals 180.
I have no idea.
You've written 3x minus 15 equals 180. So you've actually just written the question down. The person that's marked it has given you a tick.
Well, there we are then.
That's not right.
Well done,
so
me.
So you got none.
Right, I'm phoning the exams helpline right now.
And the person that marked it should find the helpline.
I've got 1%.
You've got none, unfortunately.
Oh.
But well done for trying.
Thank you.
That's all that matters.
Like I said, if you've done better or worse than expected in your exams, you can call the helpline 0808 100 8000.
The examiner has even initialed it. D-I-V.
I only just got that.
Really?
Yeah, they actually initialed it.
Well, they called me a div.
No!
It's just a coincidence.